is alive on 97.3.
Friday night, Sports Panorama. Benjamin Nketiah here. Show proudly brought to us by Twisco. Yeah, Charlie. But what's going on with Puka? I'm hearing there's a national shortage or something of the sort. What's going on? Charlie, boys.
Boys, they take the nonsense.
Charlie, boys, they overdrink the Puka.
They abuse the Puka.
Over, Charlie. Yeah, because I don't know, man. The show feels weird without Puka surrounding us. I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it. Let's get right into it. Coach Christopher Nimli is here. Gabby Ofer is here, Abeku is here, Jamie Taub joining us in a bit. Let me get right into it. So today, we'll talk about Kumasi Asante Kotoko. It looks like the fans are in panic mode. Some fans say that as things stand now, the team is heading for relegation.
It's about bad drama.
We'll talk about Dreams FC as well because a combo of negligence and I would say negligence really has meant that at this point, there's a good chance they might play their games against Zamalek outside of Ghana. So, very interesting developments happening there. We'll talk about the UEFA Champions League quarterfinal. Very interesting games from the game round. And then, we'll also talk about the UEFA Europa League and the Conference Leagues as well. So Liverpool getting hammered. Yeah, Liverpool getting hammered 3-0 at home by Atalanta. Very interesting developments in that particular episode. So we'll get to that as well. So a lot to chew on as far as the show is concerned. Coach,
no more.
You know that as we do all the time,
of course, no more.
You need to usher us into spiritual realms before we get things going. Please talk to us.
Jehovah Zebaut. Menesua ni masua na masua. Yoa wakenu obalo oba. Mambi fefe klalu. Gana mamu fefe klalu. Deshe. Abo fambi etwe. Deshe ni waeshe wono. Nwa lakeshi. Be no ke hangone. Jehovah Zebaut. Anokwale elinji. Dino ni wabali. Wake jomu kotoko. Kotoko support se fe na me chini ye. You are okay, Doma, me tree, me. She ball to her, Naka, yo. When nobody in Kunin, walk on the yellow bow banner. Never buy a cockle, she been a buy cockle, the ball sold the bar. No, Kaya on here. Okay, Doma. Waka, Doma dreams, Elsie. I can honor me fear. Ghana, mamma, fame bole. I can dreams, Elsie. Buy a calf confederation cup. Now, Misha, here, now, Misha. She nibi ni won mo. I mean the shadow. Ke meni nye dreams FC here. Keto kreku. Nye fe nye teach nye dumachi nye kenye ya womi. Bo lele gana na sa akatwa bo leye. Woke zama leke biya sa akatwa ye. No o moni o fe onu tumo du ba na ba wo game ke ya. He ne sa akake ya. Bebo den je osa nini mo. She ye yi ho wakbe na. Ye he mo ke ye li. Ake noni sa akafe. Aba fe. Sport authority biye won kwa nye fire. One point of five, Dreams FC match, no fairness, a cafe, Kumasi Sports Stadium, ni Baba Yara, Anya Chaka, ni Nana Tomacha, ye be, ni Fia not Tomacha, ye be. Wapole, ni match about Yokuku, a Dreams FC, Ghana team, no ball be a sakatale. Na Liverpool, you was ever, mini barmina. And the jogging club, a mini, toto, alo, toto. German be a ebote ni feni ni lo to won pa fai e a ke mene chen boss in ketia mene chen overall boss no mo avle eni ni bi e shele fomo e shala ba nye twa jogging club nye kala yuya nye le hi an shishwe mo ina waton Atalanta eba anfe eba wunye e kome e dwe e ten ayele no reply
what
you are far me here.
Farmer here.
She never came in our talk. Yes, bam, amen.
Amen. Amen. So we begin at the doorsteps of Dreams FC because they have been deserving of the spotlight for a bit, but have not received the attention that they deserve. It hurts that they are now in the semi-final. And you know, CAF has categories of matches.
Yeah.
Now, according to the tier that they've gotten to, CAF is saying, basically, that the Baba Yara Stadium, which it has warned Ghana about three or four times in the last 3 years, is not in pristine condition and lacks certain basic standards required for hosting matches of this nature. Now, as a result of this situation, Dreams might be forced to play their home game away from home and away from Ghana completely. Now, it's bad enough that they don't play in Dewu and they don't play anywhere near their fans because the attendance in Kumasi has not been great as far as the Dreams matches have been concerned. And now they have to deal with the situation of possibly having to play outside of Ghana. Gabi, you've been following the Dreams issues for a minute. What's going on there? What is the club itself saying with regards to this particular matter?
So it saddens my heart that we don't get to talk about what Dreams is doing in the CAF Comfort Cup. Especially with the football they are playing under Zito. And then we have to talk about where Dreams would have to play the second leg of the semi-final against Zamalek outside Ghana.
First leg is on the 21st,
yes. So Dreams will go to Cairo, take care of that before they have to play the second leg. And you see, when I saw the story, the first thing I asked myself is that how many times are we going to do this to ourselves as a football nation, Ben? Because look, like you rightly said in your intro, some few years back, for that one, it was the Black Stars. Mm-hmm. There were stories about the Black Stars will play its home game in Benin because the Barbara Sports Stadium is not meeting the standard CAF is looking for. And if you watch the way Dreams have started this campaign, you know, they play the prelims at the Accra Sports Stadium. Mm-hmm. When they qualified to the group stage, they had to move to the Barbara Sports Stadium. Why? Because you have to meet the level of...
And Accra has been chalked off a long time ago.
Exactly. So, for me, it feels like CAF has actually done Ghana football a very good service in terms of being lenient.
The Nigeria episode, we went to beg.
Exactly the point I'm trying to make.
It took FA officials, it took, I think, some NSA people, some renowned sports people to go and beg.
As for that matter,
CAF has been lenient.
It virtually took the government of Ghana to get involved. That was what ensure that we play the Nigerians here in that World Cup qualifier. It went beyond the ministry, it went beyond the Ghana footballers. So it was more or less
a state issue, a
president sort of conversation. That was what saved the issue.
So you see, Ben, it's painful because look, this is a Dreams FC team that has never played in the CAF Interclub competitions. Never. I'm part of the section that thought that look, they were not even going to make it pass or get into the group stage. Sure. Not because I did not think that they were not good enough, but I thought that, look, for a very young squad, no disrespect to Zito, who is like one of the finest brains in Ghana football, won the U20 with what, Black Satellite in Mauritania, if not for COVID, they would have gone to the World Cup. And for what they are doing in the CAF Confed Cup, we should be talking about what John Entry is doing. We should be talking about what Abdulaziz Issa is doing for the team. We should be talking about
our good friend tracking and
getting free. And you see, he's
been a master tactician.
This week, he also gave us a very good soundbite when he was asked about the opponent he's going to face in the semis. And he described them as sharks. So, Zito has a way of seeing distance. But when he comes to the field, you can tell that his tactical prowess is always showing.
Will deliver. Karim Zito will deliver.
Now, let me get to the matter itself. So, I reached out to the Dreams FC family. And they told me off record that they've not received anything from CAF.
In terms of the payments of the money they're supposed to receive at various stages.
Exactly.
Okay.
So.
Was that the agreement? I mean,
money will come after the campaign.
After the campaign. Because, Aminu Shadow has said on a different platform that they've already used about $400,000. And you know, because of how the CAF competition works, you get nothing from the prelims. You have to qualify to the group stage before you start getting something. But you see, the stadium bit worries me a lot because Dreams FC themselves don't come out to too many numbers in terms of spectators. And you know, they were looking to leverage on the turnout at the Accra Sports Stadium for the Black Satellite final game against Uganda, the African Games men's football tournament. They put out a very good tweet calling on people to support them. But Dreams FC, I asked myself, who are the supporters of Dreams FC? Because when you go to Deu itself, it's the people of Deu that...
Deu youngsters.
Yes, go to throng the stadium to go support them. Or sometimes even they still believe lads who would go field there and make the football a bit, and in terms of the spectator bit, make it a bit look nice. So the Barbara Sports Stadium will be difficult to get a field. You get, and now they're on the verge of playing their second leg away from home. Do you know what this will do to the players? In fact, Zamalek itself, when you're facing them on their home soil, you know how these Egyptians do their stuff. Now, if the first leg goes south and Dreams FC do not have to face Zamalek in the second leg, in terms of spectators, they don't have it. They're playing on a different soil. That's one defeat down. And because of someone's negligence in the country, Dreams must now go play somewhere. And that shouldn't be the case. Yet now I'm struggling to understand, or I'm struggling to see if they can actually put whatever they have to do together. Because it was a 10-day ultimatum issued by CAF.
10-day ultimatum?
Yes.
When was the ultimatum?
So it came, today is what, Friday?
Came on what, Tuesday?
I think it came on Monday, I believe.
Yeah. I think we did the story on Monday.
Yes, so 5 days is done. They have another 5 days to work on. And it's troubling because for a team that would want to go past this, and I've already said on a different football meeting in Canada, look, I think Dreams FC, they've already overachieved in Keto Kriku's words.
Mm-hmm. No, they have actually.
Because I didn't see them getting this far. So it's a shame to see this happening to them. And I really don't want to see it happening.
Do you know what's going to happen? This is going to cascade into the Black Stars World Cup qualifiers. Because exactly. Baba Yara is where we play.
You have Central African Republic to play.
Our qualifiers now. And you see, this is just what we always say about people not doing their jobs. And then when you call them out for not doing their jobs, they think that you are victimizing them. This is a National Sports Authority function. This is not a GFA function. Mm-hmm. The GFA does not take care of stadia.
Yeah. So the National Sports Authority.
What is supposed to happen under normal circumstances is that the FA is supposed to liaise with the NSA so that they can get the necessary things done. Now, I know this can happen because, one, the FA are the ones who deal with CAF, yeah. right? So when these things happen, they are the ones who basically go through the requirements and staples that CAF wants for the stadium upgrade so it can happen. At this point, you and I know that the GFA, they are fighting with the NSA. They don't see eye to eye. Well, we want to believe that there's been a change of leadership at the NSA.
And so they held a meeting. It even takes me back to, I don't know if you remember, Bawa Majid's words. That when he said that the GFA needs to alert the NSA that CAF Eba and the Oba, so let's put things together.
Man.
But is that the right way?
Anyway, Dreams FC, I think we need to get an update from Dreams FC as soon as we can on where they are as far as the status of this situation is. Will they be able to play that game at the Baba Yara Stadium? Will they be heading out of Ghana? It's interesting days. Coach, I think you want to have a bite on this.
Yeah, I mean, not to overly stress on the matter, but the fact still remains that the Kumasi Sports Stadium do fall short of the standard required to host that game.
And these are basic things.
Basic things.
Washrooms.
Doping center.
Media stand.
Media stand. Look.
And we've read those requirements on this show more than
for the past 2 years. Because when we played against Nigeria,
we were
supposed to do all those things. Mm-hmm. We didn't do all of them. But CAF allowed the game to be played. Since then, we've not seen the need. And the appalling part of the thing is that we have the club licensing people in this country. There are people working for the Ghana Football Association who are...
The GFA just changed their club licensing office, I think.
Yes.
Because it was Junior Semuna, I think.
And these things...
It's not a competitions manager.
Every season after season, these things are supposed to be provided.
Mm-hmm.
We know what a category A, B, C match will represent on the continent of Africa and what basic requirement are to be provided before such games are allowed to be played at a particular venue or not. For me, it hurts that having come this far with two more games away from making history, I think they've already made history, but with two more games away from actually getting the opportunity to play in the grand finale. The last time we had a Ghanaian team do this was 2004-2005, a game that should have been played in 2004 due to an election was played in the early part of 2005 between Accra House of Folk and Kumasi Asante Kotoko. Yeah. Since then, we've never had a Ghanaian team even reach this stage of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost two extra slots.
And we are trying to throw it away.
And we are trying to throw it away.
We are doing our possible best to throw it away.
If Mediama had done a slightly better than they did, that would have boosted our coefficient.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, per the ranking, we could have gotten back our two slots. So please, as it stands now, I don't see where the magic is going to come from.
Unless there's going to be another begging miracle.
Let's ask ourselves this
and
question.
For me, I don't want CAF to accept any begging. Yes, you see, if they were to accept that, it's most likely the Blasters' next World Cup game, the way our leaders, the people at the sports authority do their things, they'll go back and go and beg again. Only God knows what goes into these beggings.
I don't know, but coach, I feel like we, the journalists, are more concerned about this matter than the people it's actually.
That is what makes it so serious. That's crazy. Mine tax, your tax, our taxes are being used to pay these people to work. And look, if you look at what is there to be done or what is supposed to be done, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to decide that this is this, we are going to do this, and it is not something that should take about 6 months. 1 year to get done.
I'm sure eventually a big contract to renovate the stadium will be given to somebody.
That is what they're actually looking for. Because those bits and pieces will not cost any huge money for one or two people to begin to benefit. And if as a country, our maintenance culture is this poor, we should be very worried. Me, my only suggestion, I don't know how the recently built Legon Sports Stadium is looking at. I don't know the standard there.
No, I don't think,
to
I
the
don't
people at Dreams FC.
The Legon Stadium,
the surface is not even.
There you go.
They can't host.
You remember, I said it here that whoever was paid to do that grass, the person will have to go back and do it again.
I mean, it's
so, so bad that we, I mean, it is shameful. Yeah. Very, very shameful. So, Dreams FC psychologically.
The thing that they are plenty, like from parking area look, to media stand.
Grass Sports Stadium.
To,
look at where Accra Sports Stadium is situated.
Yeah.
Should Dream, look, the body, should Dreams FC have even should they have even left Accra to go and play in Kumasi?
That's crazy. That's
how can we have such an edifice? 40
So basically what the NSA is telling us is that the Accra Sports Stadium is now a white elephant.
It's completely rubbish out of the way.
It's completely useless now. Yeah. So nobody
you can't use it.
You can't use it to play an international standard competitive game.
That's Are you serious?
That's not
such a huge edifice.
That's not like, and this Accra Sports Stadium was renovated less than 10 years ago, if I
know. No, when we hosted the
Women's AFCON.
The Women's AFCON.
Yeah.
We renovated it. We renovated it. Only God knows how those who have been put in charge of these facilities see the relevance of these facilities, for which they're supposed to give it them all and make sure that these things are put to maximum use. It is so disheartening, it is so unacceptable, and it hurts that such a very young team like Dreams FC, putting Ghana on the map of Africa, will have to be made to go through such things. So for me, I don't see where the miracle is going to come from. I don't want CAF to accept any begging from anybody, because like I'm saying, only God knows what goes into the begging. For once, maybe it will cost Dreams FC. But Dreams FC is just the subset of what Ghana stands for. I don't want them to go through that. But as it stands, they will have to go through that. If we are to use them as a yardstick to make sure that the right things are done. It is so unfortunate. Nobody should get me wrong. I want them to play the game here in Ghana. We have so many stadia in this country. There's Tamale. There's Esipon. Go and look at the state of Esipon. Nketiah, go and look at the state of Esipon.
I was telling you that if you want to do like...
What sort of people are we?
If you want to do like a haunted house party... You
go to Esipon.
That's how you do it at a place like... Oh, I mean, go, like the next Halloween, I will rent...
Somebody showed me... Somebody showed me the current status
kind of, place
of Esipon.
They should shoot a
movie
there.
Wept.
They
need to.
Horror movie.
They say, what?
They say, snakes, then what?
You see, if you cannot manage the place, give it to a private man.
Yep.
Just hand the management of the place to a private man. Simple.
It's almost as if we take pride in saying that we have a poor maintenance culture.
What sort of behavior
is this? It's like we take pride in saying it.
What sort of behavior is this? Look, this country, that is why I've always had issues with anybody whose actions or inactions drag the name of Ghana into the mud. We cannot be treating Ghana this way. Ghana has given so much to some of us. To the extent that when we see the name Ghana being dragged in the mud, it is so piercing through the heart, very painful, that we talk with this level of passion. People are sleeping on the job. People are not being held responsible to do the things that they are paid to do. And it's shameful, it's disgraceful, it's unacceptable. That is all I want to say about that.
0549-986-996 That's the text and WhatsApp line. You can get to me on X or Twitter at Kojo Nketiah or The Fundamentals. Show proudly brought to us by Twisco. I had a hot cup before coming on. The latest chocolate drink in town from the producers of Cowbell. chocolate drink enriched with Enefort, which is a combo of energy-boosting minerals and vitamins, including B vitamins, vitamin C, D iron, and many more. Now, Twisco is available in 20 grams and can be found at your nearest neighborhood store in a delightful red sachet for only 1 CD 80 pesos. To enjoy the goodness packed in a sachet, empty contents into a mug mixed with water, which is boiling, and then you can add milk and stir. Enjoy a great cup of Twisco. Let me read a few messages and then we'll get into some Asante Kotoko issues. Alvinio from Akosombo says, evening guys, as a Chelsea fan, I can't say much and Kotoko too. I'm surprised no big team wants to sign the Atlanta coach. Gianpiero Gasperini, I think you're talking about. Zylix Duane in London, he's an old man. He's been
going away. He's been hopping around over the years, and now he's found that space where he's very comfortable and they're playing out the game the way he envisages it. I don't see him leaving. You know what's unless crazy? He gets sacked.
Atlanta have more money than people give them credit for. Yeah. Because they've done well in the past couple of years, they pay him pretty well.
Yeah.
And they play in European competitions. They're almost always either they'll be in one of the European competitions. So I think he's good. Where he's, you know, the kind of thing about these managers, you go and bring him into the big teams and all of a sudden he can't swim. Yeah, somewhere. So Ransford from Ahmeyase Ikapem says, how is it possible that a country that recently hosted the African Games does not have a CAF standard stadium? So we did not use the opportunity to upgrade our stadia with the 200 million to CAF standard. Wow, what a country. More messages coming through. This one here says, when you don't listen and do your own things, it will come back to bite you. Little the Kurt know that his team will be a victim of mismanagement someday. Well, I don't think this is a Kurt issue. This is not the DFA's responsibility, really. This one here says, good evening, Ben and crew. This is Kwame, Nana Kwame from Ashoman. Okay, Charlie, the futsal team is made up of a lot of Ben's bonnet players. No flair. Unfortunately, which one be the Ben's bonnet? You know?
What?
Ben's bonnet.
What does that mean?
Charlie, that's
big.
No, that's not fair.
Stiff and funny.
Our players are made too rich.
Lacking flamboyance. Yeah. Oh man.
Because it's futsal. Futsal, they're flair.
Is it no flair? Unfortunately, our next game is against the host. Going for the FA and the sports ministry to ensure that they get a proper futsal surface to play on and not an astroturf. Charlie. You can give the goals to
her. Stylish.
Yeah, media.
And it's very critical because futsal, some of the best Brazilian dribblers had futsal upbringing.
Literally had futsal.
Neymar, Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Nazario, all of those guys, they started with futsal.
Yeah.
And so I'm surprised they haven't gone for flair players. Because at the end of the day...
But we have some in the country. It's not like we have them.
They can easily transition into mainstream football. Yeah. And
we have them in the country. Let's make use of them. Robert from Kaswa says, good evening, guys. What was that from Liverpool yesterday? I couldn't believe my eyes. As for Kotoko and Hearts of Hope, dear. The least said about them, the better. Akira from DC says, Ben, for a nation that calls itself a football nation, it's shocking that we don't even have one standard football stadium. Rwanda have just renovated a stadium that served as a base for refugees and it looks wonderful. Rwanda is doing everything Ghana isn't doing right now. I can tell you that for a fact. Rwanda has a world-class basketball arena. They are planning on building a world-class Olympic standard arena. So, you know what they say, right? The Rwandans basically say that once they don't have talented athletes,
they will invest in infrastructure
that will bring major international tournaments there,
to their country.
And through those competitions, they will rope in some of the stakeholders to eventually build their base. If this is not a blueprint for you to copy, I don't know what is. Let's talk about Kumasi Asante Kotoko. Please play me that Kotoko fan rant. Play it for me again.
Coach, Ube say up, sound out and down. If it's a down, now up. Now, Ogum, or Sasa, no, tell my Oba Trebak, near improvement. Now, supporters, the Kemugunu Sasa, Trebak, and Pat.
I love Asante Kotoko, man.
But see, you know, to be honest, Kumasi has actually got like one of the most hilarious football like analysis. No,
Kumasi after, football after culture is amazing. Like Kumasi football fans, it's there's no middle ground with them. It's they are either with you,
yeah, or they are not.
They are against you. Yes. There's no middle ground. Now this is serious. Somebody said, but the reasons giving that clip are hilarious. Somebody said, Ogum has had players cutting their hair like my own and your own. Na itriwe ye de bobo.
I mean, how is that related?
He said the player is light because of his haircut. Somebody too says that
the hairstyle take the weight off.
Some guy to say somebody in the clip said the TAs in his lecture class are not doing well. So Ogum should go back to the lecture hall because he's a lecturer and not a coach. My thing is, didn't Kotoko fans know that Ogun was a lecturer when he first won the title?
They knew this.
The irony for me
Ben,
is that
see, you've gone too far. This season, they went on a very good run. I think there's
context to it. Let me start with you, Abeku.
The first round.
So Asante Kotoko fans are crying for the head of Prosper Ogun. I don't know where you stand on this matter. Do they fire Ogun? Do they change management? What's the nucleus of their problem? Because I look at the table, right, and I think that, based on the context of matches they have to play, look, if coach has a phrase, it can form a bashel lagba or something like that.
It
means coach has come to show.
That's good, right.
If you see the games they have, right, they are either against title contenders or relegation contenders. I think Kotoko ran the risk of actually getting relegated.
Look, if you are not getting results, the next thing that stares in your face is relegation. That's clear. If you're not getting results in football, the next thing that, I mean, the clear thing that is looking you directly in your eyeball is relegation. And Kumasi Asante Kotoko folks will rant because, look, the numbers aren't favoring the 46-year-old Prosper Nante Ogum. Strangely, and again I repeat strangely, I feel Kotoko should sack Ogum now. Because then it will be denting on him and his image is building. He came into, you see, the Kotoko fans are in this, they are these, the kind of people who, just like you described them, or they will praise you when things are really going well. But when you are not playing the kind of football they want, especially when you have 100% support from Mencia, then there's a big problem.
Now, I like the 100% bit because according to the records, Otunfo and his management handed Ogum a really good transfer kitty. And Ogun brought in 17 players, including youth players. So he has at least recruited at least 7. I'll go through a few of them, but just build your point.
Because, on the 17 matter, because initially during Nana Yohanponsa's story, he had asked, he wanted a certain number. And then you heard the back and forth discussion where they said, you have to sell to buy. But there were favorite players in there, which the previous administration had wanted them to stay. So for the Kotoko politics, it's really massive and it's huge. Now, I mean, I feel the reason I'm saying Ogum should be sacked because he's not going to move. Well, the salary they are giving him is sweet. I mean, he loves Kotoko as his dream
job
as a manager. It's why he swerved Accra had to fuck at that last end or last minute and then moved to the Porcupines. If you look at his records from Wafa, to when he won the league with Kotoko. So coming back, I mean, as his second coming now in Kotoko, these numbers are poor. It's not about the numbers that he want to
have as
a player.
Does he not deserve time to be able to shape a team where he's brought in close to, I mean, 10 first team players?
The only person who is having that time for him is Otunfo.
You mean the Kotoko fans don't have that time?
They don't have that time. Look, they see Kotoko as a mighty...
Kotoko is Real Madrid to them.
So if Kotoko is sitting down on the league log and watching Samatex and Nations dominate, I mean, Nations came into the league, I mean, how many years ago? Yeah. And for Samatex, how many years ago? So if they are watching Samatex do proper things, Samatex are having solid facility. And when you visit them, you realize that the former Kumasi Asante Kotoko administrator in
Edmonaka.
And the former Sky, my guy, Paul Anyaba, are doing something terrific. So for Kotoko, now they've given the coach a lot of power. He gets to tune for direct and what he wants to do. Rico, they brought him James Kwesi-Appiah, but Kwesi-Appiah knew he was not going to do the job.
They have a four-man management, and Kwesi-Appiah is in Sudan.
That's one of the problems.
Look, on Tuesday, a story came that five players were at Ejisu.
Doing
a
what?
Certain bar called Kiss and Kiss. What do they do at the bar?
Hold on.
Kiss and
they
what?
They were at where?
Bar, yeah, they were.
You say bar, if anything.
Mr. Kiss and Kiss, Ejisu. What were they doing there?
Kotoko players,
five of them. But you see, I've dealt with footballers. If you begin to mention names, it has something it takes away from them.
No, you don't need to mention their names. Once we know that Kiss and Kiss
100%,
and the boys were there.
100%. What were they doing there?
I mean, Toda.
What were they doing there?
What do you do at the bar?
But if you say kiss and kiss could also stand.
It's a bar.
A different.
I'm saying it is a bar.
Is that not a drink or kiss?
It's a drinking.
Kiss and kiss. There's a drink.
I don't drink alcohol.
No, why are you guys massaging this? I'm saying it is a bar. It's a drinking spot.
So they went there after a game, after a defeat, or what? Like, what's the context of going to?
The context of going there is, they played a game. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been with players, now, for example, that we've gone for a game. It had not been, you know, I had not gone as we had planned. We wanted to see it. Then we come. You know, Monday is your off day when you play a game. So Monday is off day. You come for recovery on Tuesday. You know, slides warm up like coach is saying. Then Wednesday we begin to shape the team proper. Then Thursday we work tactics, sell the team that is going to play. Then you know that Friday whether we'll travel or you know have the squad proper. Then the team will travel on Saturday for a game on Sunday. So Monday is off day. Then Tuesday, after training, because Tuesday is no giddy giddy training. So Tuesday after training, as a result, had not really gone better.
Yeah.
Players are the drinking.
But it was Salah 2 was coming, so like maybe they were gearing up.
No, but we'll be I mean silly. Omo nani omo. 5-6 Kotoko players.
Five of them. Five.
Achulani.
You can't blame Ogum alone for what's happening at Kotoko. It's why I feel he will not move, so Kotoko should sack him.
If they sack him, they'll have to pay him compensation again. And if look, and from what you're saying, like you're saying, he I think he might be the highest paid coach in the country. If he's the highest paid coach in the country, it means that the compensation package will also be steep.
Look, when I was at my previous space, I forced him to tell me what he was taking because I had heard quotings. $4,000, $5,000. So you know, confirm even off.
So he's
off
in range. He's in that range.
Hey, Charlie.
Look. Look,
there's cash.
Look, because he came and won. You see, the Kotoko fans themselves are scattered. Because some think that during Nana Yao Amponsa's time, he was buying matches for wins for Prosper Nateogu.
Alleged.
See, the Kotoko fans, they are the kind of people where if things are not going, they can even see things that are not happening. I'm telling you.
Interesting. Coach, let me take Yao's thoughts on this because Yao has not had a bite at anything. Let me take his thoughts. I'll come to you.
Well, what's the context? Before Dr. Prosper Nateogu came in, after his appointment, they held a press conference and they said there was a project and it was a 3-year project. And this is phase one or year one of the project.
Yeah, mimicking the Chelsea project.
Exactly. So year one has it started off on a poor note, then things picked up. Because on a poor note, then that's when they held that press conference in Kumasi. Then he explained issues.
That press conference, they said that some of the players are
politicians. Yes, exactly.
That was
the first round.
Oh, yeah.
The first round.
That seemed like such a
long time ago. Yeah.
It was the first round.
Then once they got that out of the way, then things started improving. Then, the noise started quieting, going down a little. The first round ended after the AFCON, because of the AFCON, so the Ghana Premier League went on a break. Then the second round started and everything just went south, to the point that in six games, the last six games, Kotoko doesn't have a win. Kotoko has lost five games and drawn one game, and that was against Bechem United. And even that, it happened in controversial style. because there was a penalty that was awarded to Bechemi United, mm-hmm. and it was taken off.
Yeah, it was chalked off.
It was chalked off. Yeah. The referee changed his decision. I honestly believe it was a good decision. But for Kotoko's troubles, I honestly believe it's just down to one, unsettledness. So you look at some key players, they are not pretty much settled in the team because of contract negotiations. So Mukwala is in contract negotiations with Kotoko, with his camp. Richmond Lamte is in contract negotiations
in
with
Fegi. Judges in Fegi.
The same thing.
Didn't Asante Kotoko, aren't they paying Rashid Nottie as of now? I think they are paying him, but they didn't register him.
So they have all these issues as on the table. That's one. And off the, not off the pitch, but in the board, at the board level, mm-hmm. things are not pretty much settled too.
True.
And we highlighted this the moment they put together that IMC, and Kwesi Appiah went in for that Sudan job, like, how are you going to manage this?
Two, yep.
You are a technical director. Zoom. It involves a lot.
He's an ESCO member too. Let's not forget.
Google Meets.
Yes,
and Zoom.
It involves a lot. You need to do a lot of scouting. Now, mm-hmm. the whole football ecosystem has been diversified. This is not 20 years ago where things were a little bit centralized. Things have diversified. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a lot of scouts for teams all over the place, all over the regions, at schools, scouting for players.
Talents evenly spread.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. To the point that there was this 16-year-old boy who played for Eswatchiman in their win against Kotoko.
I've forgotten his name.
Abetopo. He's in Kumasi.
In fact, the Eswatchiman game, right? There's a guy.
He's a student.
Abdurrahman Mohammed. Good. He did trials with Asante Kotoko before the season started. He played literally every friendly match that they played in. And then when he thought he was going to get signed. Mm-hmm. And then final minutes, Kotoko said that they were not going to sign him. Do you know what? He actually scored against them in the last game.
Yeah, that's the last minute. He scored the winner.
He scored against them. He struck the bar as well. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that he actually has more goals than the people Kotoko decided to opt for instead of him.
So you have those issues going on. And back in the day, mm-hmm. Kotoko could, if I can put it this way, buy their way to success. So, because Kotoko had a lot of big men and all of them were centralized.
Fixture list way they want to
make. And
yes,
centralized.
Look,
and
let me read the fixture list to you. Mm-hmm. If Kotoko, when I say they can go to relegation, you think I'm playing.
I don't think they can go to relegation.
Let me read that. See, the fixtures left there.
The relegation, they won't.
Maybe somebody will do those.
No.
Hold on. If it is down to just tactics and the football we are seeing, I am telling you realistically that Asante Kotoko ran the risk of getting relegated. If they avoid relegation, then it means that the mysterious will happen. I'm not going to put my finger on it and say what will happen.
I'm saying that back in the day, things were centralized.
Yeah, well, let me show you what they have to do. They're playing Dreams FC at the Unes.
Yeah,
and Dreams FC are in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they have outstanding games.
Good. So
yeah.
It means
in Ghana football, mm-hmm. when a team is playing at home, mm-hmm. it is the home team win or draw.
Thank you.
It happened. Just check last week's result.
Thank you. It means that Kotoko's chances of winning this game is very slim to begin with. Okay. Good. Next game, Samatex.
that's Kotoko loses. Kotoko lose.
That is not the game Kotoko will win.
In Central.
See, unless a miracle, they won't win that
it's
game.
It's a home game, right?
Relax. Then they have Medeama next.
No, then Central will be home game.
No, it's an away game. Samatex are playing away.
Oh, okay.
But Kotoko have shown in the last six games
that they are home. Beat them in Kumasi.
Since
Swatchaman beat them in Kumasi.
Thank you. Then they play Medeama after Samatex in Takwa. Medeama. So you can cue that in the column. They have Lagos Cities to play. Have they played Lagos Cities this season already?
They played.
I think they played at the Sokako
play. First round.
Good. So. Put that away. Brekum Chelsea. That's always a tough game.
Where? Gia Bo Park?
Yep.
It's soon 3 points.
Then they have Heart of Folk after that.
The training phase.
Oh, they win that game.
After Heart of Folk,
they win that game.
They have Olipioto.
Rosalinda.
Oh, Charlie.
Nkoso.
After that, they have Real Tamale United and Bofakwa Tano to close the season.
Wait, are you in Tamale?
But then those teams, logical of battling relegation, so they'll be fighting.
And like I was saying before, back in the day, things were centralized. The personnel, the finances were all centralized. Now, look at the football ecosystem.
Yeah.
People who used to be attached to Accra Hatofok and Kotoko and made them so great have now departed and formed teams of their own or are with teams that are doing so well on their own. Back in the day, Edmond Aka would be with Kotoko and would help salvage this Kotoko situation. Back in the day, Moses Parker would have been with Hearts. But now he's doing his own thing with Midiama and he's doing so well. Financially and in terms of his football brain, he would have contributed.
Yep.
But now all of them are on their own. They are doing their own thing.
Now don't forget Kotoko had a 12-man board and a 10-man management team. That's they shrunk into a 4-man IMC.
All of them have departed. And so all of these things come into play when you're looking at the Kotoko issue. But for me, the main issue is unsettledness. As soon as that IMC was put together and you have people with multiple roles aside their private profession that they had to attend to, you were always going to get divided attention and not enough attention to ensure that they would be able to get themselves out of the slum. Initially, I think Dr. Prosper Nathiogum panicked a little bit. So he was chopping and changing. There were so many changes in the starting lineup. But it's clear that in the last 3-4 games, he settled on a group of players who he regularly plays in games. But it's just that the results have not gone their way because that goal that they conceded, that last minute goal that they conceded in that loss to Swatcherman, that Abdul Rahman goal, it was just brilliant. It was just a brilliant goal. And it happened in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yep.
Had he not been able to control the ball as sweetly as he did and swept that ball into the net, Kotoko would have had back-to-back draws. And that would have been something solid to build on. But because that goal was just utterly brilliantly struck, they ended up losing a fifth game in six. And that, for me, it's just not good enough. But for Kotoko's issue, I think they will come good. But honestly, they should use this season as a lesson to ensure that next time they are bringing in people, they should bring in people who are, I wouldn't say committed, because you can't question someone's commitment based on what they've done. But they should bring in people who have less distractions, if I can put quote-unquote distractions, and a little bit more focus on the Kotoko project. Because technical director for James Kwesi Appiah, technical director for a club like Kotoko, it's a big, big deal. You cannot be a coach.
Remote technical director.
You cannot be the coach of a national team doing this. No, I'm sorry. Ghana, we had issues with Avram Grant and we've had issues with past coaches. Mm-hmm. So how is it that Kotoko should be comfortable with a situation like this?
Let me just finish. You said Kotoko will come good. Where come good this season means what?
I think it's just, and assistant coach David Oklu mentioned it, that it looks like luck has deserted Kotoko in these few games. Luck. And I think when you watch them play, it's clear that they lack a little bit of luck.
Bruh, six games?
I think at this point in time, they should be able to get luck.
Let me say something about... Quickly, coach. So, you know, there's something really strange about David Oklu.
What's going on?
The season when Hatofog was struggling, he was there... assistant at the time. It was this same situation. Episode Kotoko is currently facing. And it's the same thing,
you know what's funny,
that has repeated itself.
You know what's funny for me? Every time Kotoko lose a game, he's the one who comes to the post game.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when they win that game, he doesn't come to the press.
And you know what?
Shows up for the press. It was
after the AFCON. The struggles creeped in.
Yeah, the second round.
I asked myself this question: where is Richmond Lamptey?
Yeah, he's been struggling. So
after the AFCON, he's never been the same again.
Look,
coach,
I don't think they should sack him.
Oh no, they shouldn't sack him. 3-year project.
I think if they sack him, it would be the biggest mistake, one of the biggest mistakes they would have committed in recent time. This is why I'm saying so. Whether I like it or not, Ogum is a proper developer. He's brought in 17 players, 10 first team players. Was there the need to have done that? Yes, there was the need. Because at the time, that Kotoko team was fading. And most of the guys needed proper competition from fresh blood.
So the likes of
Ituga.
Yeah, so Mohamed Al-Hassan left. Mm-hmm. And Yusuf Powell left. Mm-hmm. Yusuf Mubarak was not renewed. And then I
think Mudasiri too.
Left too, yeah. Maxwell Adjiman also left.
And then Kayeke left. Yeah. All those guys left.
He's now with Samatex.
So in terms of the playing body, they needed to be more or less re-energized. Or they needed to bring in more players to augment the squad they have. Look, football is not rocket science. They will need time to gel. And if you look at the sort of players Kotoko bought, very inexperienced, very youthful, but very talented at the same time. And therefore, they will need somebody like Ogum and Oklu to work with them. In the first round of the league, they didn't start the league very well. You remember?
Yeah, yeah. That's why they
and I kept saying, we had the discussion several times on scorecard.
They should
calm down. Yeah. They will do the job. And for me, Ogu himself didn't do himself any good. When that press conference was organized, he came and he said all sort of things that he shouldn't have said. And I remember calling somebody very close to him and even advising him on scorecard that he should leave that.
You don't go
granting, to the management.
Don't go granting pressers when things are not going well. Fix the problem.
Fix the problem and allow the pitch
to talk.
To do the talking. And I think he got the message and all of a sudden they started winning games. Yeah. And they won some good games.
I think they won five games.
Yeah, I stand to be corrected. Before the commencement of the second round. I think they were second in the
league. Yeah, they were second.
Now the second round starts. Four. Yeah, the second round starts. And there are injuries to certain key players. Mm-hmm. Players like Richmond Lamptey, whose first round performances got him into the Black Stars. Yeah. The Cameroonian striker, the one who scored goals for them, had to go for national duty. Mm-hmm. How many games has he played this second round? He's played in only two of their games.
Mm-hmm.
There were three other guys. I've forgotten their name, but very influential in the setup. So if you look at the Kotoko team that he's taken on board in recent games, they've gone there without five of their very important players. And for a young team, Richmond Lamptey looks the most experienced player in the team because he's been there. I mean, he was there the first time of Ogum and he stayed there until now.
I mean, they brought in some experience.
Kotoko's target before the commencement of this league.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was not to win the league.
That's what I said.
And they were never going to win the league.
But would the fans understand that?
That's what I'm saying. That
can Barcelona and Real Madrid start the season and say we are not going to win the league?
If Barcelona and Real Madrid are not good enough, they are not good enough. They cannot ride on their fame or history or big name to bully people out of the way. People who are better than you will expose you. That is why Real Madrid and Barcelona they've always ensured that their team is up there to compete with the very best. That is not what we've seen with Kumasi Asante Kotoko. So the point I'm making here is that it is very easy to blame Prof alone for whatever the team is going through.
Doc
alone for whatever the team is going through. This team don't have a proper management team in place. Who are those management? Even the three sort of interim men, who are they? Why are you running Kotoko as if it is a street, like a wayward sort of football team? Why should a technical director of Kumasi Asante Kotoko not resign from his post if he's taking up the job of a national team coach of Sudan? Why is he still at post? Does he understand the role of a technical director? The people running Kotoko, Mensia, do they understand when we say somebody is the technical director of Kumasi Asante Kotoko? I'm imagining myself being put in there as a technical director of Kotoko.
Yeah.
I will work with every blood in me. Because the tax of who and what a technical director should be and do is immense. Has he been there to aid Doc in his decision making? Why should the coach, someone who is supposed to be coaching the team on the pitch, be the one working on management issues, be the one looking at players' welfare, be the one looking at tactics, be the one? It's like Doc is doing so much, so many things at the same time. I've been speaking to people very close to the team. You don't envy being in his position. He should be focused and concentrating on football matters.
politics. That is irresponsibility. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, so many divided attention, so many things to be looked at by the same person at the same time, virtually not giving him any time to think about what he should
on
be
top
thinking.
He's training coaches at the under at the license D level at the FA national team.
You see, so many things. And for Doc, look, to Doc himself, that job should not allow you to do any other job.
100% is why I'm saying they should sack him.
The so job is so huge a job
training coaches
that you should not look. It's a daily job.
Say you should go and teach
the Kotoko job. Yes, the Kotoko job is a daily job. You do that on a daily basis.
It might be the biggest job, football job in the country.
Even when the league, look, even when the league is not in session, you are so still supposed to be seen working as a Kotoko.
True.
Because if look at the players he's bought, those 17, 10 first team, the other players, the juvenile team, you should take your eyes there and make sure you are working with them to get them to be properly developed.
By the way, he has to have lost 3 games in a row.
For them, look, you see, at the end of the day,
and that is very strange. Twinning. Kotoko struggling, no, and then no twinning.
You said that is very strange.
No, it's not.
In recent times, the two of it them, is what it
they,
is.
They compete for struggledom.
Exactly.
One person doesn't want to see the
leave the other person out of the news.
Why are you struggling without me?
Let me join you quick in the party.
Has a Kotoko like that?
So see, it is so bad. It is so bad that we need these two traditional teams to sit up.
They're falling off so much.
Look at Zamalek.
They have fallen off so much.
Those are your peers.
Mm-hmm. Those are your peers. Who...
Those are your peers. Charlie, men
are your peers.
Men are your basabasane.
Esperance,
those are your peers. Esperance, man. Sundown,
the
Gilman.
Etoile du Sahel.
Those are your peers.
Yep.
What has gone wrong?
These days, Yanga and Simba have overtaken Kotoko.
Can you imagine?
Start
Malian.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Pyramid, where are you?
Pyramid FC. All those teams.
See, that for me is about how the league system is run in those countries. We are talking about Mali. We talk about Algeria. We talk about Morocco. We are talking about Egypt.
Look, our league. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is.
It's a reflection of the
because
team.
Because those two powerhouses have allowed themselves
to be taken for
to be influenced by people managing our game.
Mm-hmm.
Attenhouse and Kotoko are so powerful to the extent that they can force the Ghana Football Association to do certain things.
No, you recall when Naya Amposa was fighting the FA.
I think they forgot how powerful they are.
Yeah, and they've allowed themselves.
Yeah.
Anybody at all can get into their rank and then begin to make them feel inferior and accept their inferiority.
I think they should do things right. Mm-hmm. If you do things right, if you have proper, even if you have a 9-member board, then the following season it comes to 4.
You see that board.
What's that plan?
Look, if you look,
that's what I'm saying.
Go back to the
name, proper structure.
Go back to the names of the people who were on that board.
Mm-hmm. No, reverend people. I mean, well respected,
well established people. That one would think that if you look at the way they've handled their personal businesses and sort of all the things that they've done, if you give Kotoko to them, just like that, just like that. So when they speak.
What was happening at Kotoko?
And I like the point you're making. I think that's one of the main problems Kotoko have. There's so much instability.
In the way things are run from the back in
their management. So today, like I'm saying, last season it's a 12-member board, 10-member management committee. This season is whacked down to 4. The next one, they say Otunfo has held an emergency meeting. They are dissolving this IMC and they are giving the team to the next richest man.
I think Manchia, like I've always said, should take full responsibility.
Kotoko is too big to have an IMC.
Yes. Should to take have a full proper board, responsibility. Kotoko should be run from Manchia. And I don't think if the great chief, king, decide that he wants Kotoko to be run from Manchia is something beyond him. It's an easy, easy job that he can just speak out and run the team all by himself.
Okay.
So look, the man is saying he needs
football people. Don't sack Ogum.
Keep Ogum.
Don't sack him.
Okay.
Keep him. And I do believe, rather, put the structures in place to get him to work. And it will pay off.
No, but listen, it is the reason why Otunfo was saying that, look, among all he's doing here in life, the thing that is giving him pressure,
those were serious statements. That is why I am saying that. If you've got so many children, and you are working.
And there's a problem child. You need to give the problem
you
child.
You draw that child closer to you. Man, I don't give it to anybody. He draws, he let comes
just,
closer
let
to
me. Let me just say that for me, what I've heard from the fans of Kotoko, I've been just paying attention to them the past 3-4 weeks. And basically, the problem they have with Ogum is that Ogum was given a free rein to recruit the kind of players he wanted. Now, I'll give you a list of them. Very influential players. So he had Richmond Opoku, they had Babaya from King Faisal. He had Intimenu. He had Mike Chejo. I mean, as a Wafa captain. So he is an experienced player. Henry Ansu started for Asante Kotoko when the season started. He's dropped to the benches. His form has been patchy. They had Daudu Yaya from Susubribi. They brought Nana Bein Amua from Vipers. Now, Kotoko have like 4 left backs right now. And the fans say that Nana Bein Amua from Vipers Isha. Is not even better than Nana the Amponsa's third choice.
I think he has lost form. And I watched him at Vipers.
Third choice when he
when he was the brilliant champ, player. You know, from the middle. And I feel...
Nana.
That's it. That's what I was going to. The club is just...
Enoch Morrison part of this group? Or he was born before?
No, he was not. They have Hussein Issahaku, Emmanuel Korte, and then a couple. And he's even been playing... Justice Blair, centre back recently. The fans can't think fast.
So many injuries in the team.
But Henry Ansu is sitting on the bench.
Most of these guys, they were not well known established players in our
league. That's the problem some of the players who are sitting on the bench are players that he bought. So, for instance, he has 2 centre backs on the bench, and then he's playing a defensive midfielder at centre back.
Ben, if you want to compare this squad to the squad he used to win the previous season,
this is far below.
But who recruited
that squad? That squad, he had Patrick Asma in there, Imo Ibrahim.
Yeah,
these are like proper left backs in Ghana football.
They make an OT as you, but I'm saying that. He recruited the players.
And I'm giving you a simple example. Wasn't there Eric Ten Hag the one who recruited Anthony?
Fair.
No, but hasn't he been benching him recently? if I've given you the platform to perform and you are not delivering.
But that looks bad on you then.
No, but you see, player responsibility.
It doesn't mean that once the coach buys the player, the player automatically works. If he's not performing as expected,
you have to bench him.
You bench him.
Responsibility.
Fair game. Asante Kotoko, your fixer list. Let me hear from Asante Kotoko fans. Really, send us a text message. Do you sack Ogum? Do you retain Ogum? What actually do you think, as a Kotoko fan, is the new cause of the problem? And can you survive the fixer list? Because this fixer list there is not fixing for me at all. The fixer list is not listing for me. Anyway, Kojo Foster at Odoko says, "Hi Ben, Liverpool will turn the scoreline next week, inshallah." And inshallah, your friend Bobo.
The man is daydreaming.
Inshallah, I'm so Atalanta to have inshallah.
This is not Barca at home.
I'm surprised. This one says, "Is the GFA president's problem, because looking at the money spent on the Black Stars, a visionary leader will set his priorities right. He can use his influence to get things done." Again, I agree to an extent, but fixing stadia is not the GFA's problem. Honestly, fixing stadia is not the GFA's problem at all.
I understand
where he's coming from.
Yes, if your team is going to use the facility,
it is.
You can double check.
You can double check and then use your influence.
They can do more.
Yeah.
But as for their own money to fix the stadium, that's a no-no. Lawrence from Koforidua says, "Coach, should Man United still hold on to Manchester Hollywood star Rashford or going for 16-year-old kid Estevao Willian? Focus on Amad Diallo and Anthony." Somebody's asking you. Should United because they say PSG are in love with Rashford. They don't know what to do to themselves when they see Rashford.
If I'm still in charge, if I'm still a supporter of Man United, I want to see Rashford sold.
Oh.
Yes, because look, he's 26, 27
I like what he said. He's 26. If you were still a supporter.
Yeah, I would like to hear. Really, actually, right now, I really don't care whether he's sold or not. But if I was still a supporter of the team.
Thank you. But people say they miss you. Every day, I meet somebody who says...
I met a very big man.
Yeah?
And the man gave a very passionate, humble appeal.
Oh, Charlie.
That, look... I should promise him never to say I don't support him. So I told him that, truth be told, the love I have for the team is gone. Maybe there's only one thing that will restore that love.
Which one is
reinstate Mason Greenwood, and I'll come back.
Hey, Charlie, this is your ultimatum. DM struggle. Okay, let me read more messages. This one says that Iman doing a listening from Oyarefa. You guys should give us foreign news and let's go. Okay, those people in charge. He said the people won't do anything. They won't do anything. We talk, sir.
Oh, but I'm surprised if they end up playing in Cote d'Ivoire.
Well, Laxba Mint from Accra says, I believe Dreams have truly excelled. Many of us doubted their ability to reach this point. With Hearts and Kotoko facing challenges, it's appropriate for us to support them. As for our infrastructure issues, they may persist forever. Arsenal is winning the league and Man United will be in the top four. Shout out to Coach Chris. Okay, nice one. Let's talk about foreign football. Let's talk about the Champions League. They will get into some Europa League as well. Very good games during the week. Real Madrid, Manchester City was a cracker. There was PSG, Barcelona, meaning that Xavi was up against Luis Enrique. Barcelona ended up victors in that game. And then Arsenal were up against Bayern Munich. Let me take Coach's thoughts on that. Coach, let me. Which was your pick of the lot? Arsenal, Bayern, Madrid, Man City, or Barcelona PSG?
No, to be honest, my pick was the Arsenal Bayern Munich game.
Really? UEFA are very unfortunate to have scheduled both that game.
That was the game I really wanted to watch.
Yeah.
But in terms of profile and City, where the Real level Madrid has gotten Madrid, to, yeah, it was Man City, Real Madrid. So I was so happy. I was so fortunate.
You were torn
I had both games simultaneously being played. So let me talk about the Arsenal one quick. I think the occasion got to them. I think the hype around them has been...
Charlie, let me read some message that I just come through right now. What's it like? This is coming from my editor. Her locoship. Mrs. Vivian Kai Loco.
My boss
that. And it goes to Coach.
My boss that.
She says, Coach is no more a supporter of Man United.
Yeah.
Please tell him, as a member of the Supporters Association,
okay,
I won't allow him to leave us in this mess. They say the mess, you know, you are in it with everybody. When the times were good, you were in the team. So now that the team is going down, for better and for worse.
I have not left the team because of footballing reasons, because of the fact that Mai is not performing on the pitch. I disagree with selling 25%. To somebody who is broke.
Hold on. Is it Sir Jim you just called broke like that?
Compared to Atani.
Hey, Charlie!
No, let's look.
I understand that there's levels to billionaire.
There's levels to being a billionaire.
No, but you see.
Maybe Ben, let me tell you this one. Sorry. When they put Chelsea on sale,
yeah,
this is Ratcliffe came.
He came.
I think at the time Chelsea was valued at 4 billion.
Yeah.
He came. He submitted 2.5. I'm like, what?
Ebechi.
No, but somebody. No.
No more Ebechi. You mean for me.
You mean there's levels?
There's level to cash mental.
Oh man.
To what?
Cash mental.
But you see right now the general consensus is that you can't leave a team when the team is doing bad.
And the point I'm making here is that I'm not leaving because of what is happening on the pitch.
I have not left.
By then, that's you mean the project was complete?
No. You see, I have not left because of performances on the pitch. No.
Fair.
My reason for leaving, Coach, if you look at what the competitors are doing, the impact of money that has gotten Man City where they are, even Arsenal themselves, if you really want to compete with them, you need a Sheikh Atani. You need the attorney to come and rock shoulders with these people. You don't give 25. Look at how much. What was 25%?
With full control.
What are you selling? So that is why I've left. If they like, they should go back and turn that thing and give the team to Sheikh Atani. All these people will be sacked. Let me come back to the Champions League. Look, I think the occasion got to Arsenal. No two ways about it.
We all said that Arsenal was coming, they were coming to the game, the team on form. Bayern Munich has never been that fair to them in the Champions League. Bayern have always disciplined them, so this was an opportunity for them to get to Bayern, because Bayern form has been very undulating, very unstable this season. The Bundesliga title is lost. They got beat in the German Cup by a second division or first division team, a team not in the Bundesliga. So Bayern indeed very awful. Their performances in the season. So Arsenal at the Emirates, go, and I was always of the view that that was the wrong time to be playing a Bayern Munich team. You see, one with nobody here doubts the quality of the Bayern Munich players.
Nope.
They are that good, and on their day, they can beat any team in the world.
True.
So if you were coming to play against a team that have got pedigree. But because of one or two things elsewhere, things are not going. And they see only that tournament to be their only chance of salvaging the season.
Yep.
Then that was the dangerous time to play them.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the game.
True.
And if you look at the way Arsenal started, it started according to plan. But mistakes that will go unpunished in the EPL, in the Champions League, against Bayern Munich, you will not go away with it. Like the first goal Arsenal conceded.
Yep.
Gabriel, he was pressed properly by Harry Kane. Instead of him to see the mistake ahead of him, he forced the pass. Look at the pass. 1, 2, 3, bang, in the back of the net. They didn't allow him to recover from the mistake he's committed into the back of the net. And look at Leroy Sané. Look at
the second goal.
We all know that these guys are world class. When they show up,
that run was super.
They can beat any team.
Did you see Ben White trying to catch up with him? Charlie Speed kills
him. I was telling you that apparently
he had a groin injury. But for that, I'm sure that the medics would have told him not to shoot.
He actually had a couple of opportunities.
To shoot, knowing he would have gone for it.
He chose
to pass the ball. So even the Bayern Munich setup, it wasn't, we all know the influence of Bayern Munich, Leroy Sané and Co. So going back into that second leg, look, take it or leave it. It's advantage Bayern Munich. I don't see...
Yeah.
Look, it's football. Arsenal State do have a chance. But look, at the Allianz Arena, don't forget, take it. There's a goal for Harry Kane. A goal or two. So Arsenal have to go there believing they can score
I think
two or three goals.
PSG, Real Madrid, Liverpool are the teams I remember who have gone to the Allianz and won in recent times.
It is not that easy. It's a very difficult place. So I think Arsenal have complicated their chances of going to the next round of the Champions League. Now let's go to the all-entertaining, all-exciting, all-beautiful game we watch. I think tactically, the two coaches were up there. But my only problem was Carlo Ancelotti taking the decision that team backfired.
Which one is this?
I think the decision to play Tchouaméni as a centre-back alongside Rudiger. Too. Yeah, but Nacho was available.
Yeah,
I would have gone Nacho
and
rested the two old ones.
I want to ask two questions regarding that game. Now, Real Madrid approached that game playing with a low block, which literally invited pressure onto them the whole game.
I think that was as a result of the choice of bringing Tchouaméni back as a centre-back and playing Cruz alongside Camavinga as DM, with Camavinga giving the license to go forward, contributed to that. Because what you don't want to do against Man City is to get them to break away from you and they having a huge gap in the middle to go and
another thing I also noticed, and it's a pattern that has run through for me for Real Madrid in the last 3-4 years. I mentioned it. Some people say I have an agenda against Toni Kroos, but it is what it is. I feel like he's lost his legs as a midfielder.
No, but it's factual.
Especially in the last 4 or 5 years.
It's
factual.
It's crazy that in the last 4 or 5 years in the Champions League, in the big games,
he delivers.
At the knockout stages, no, actually. Ancelotti likes to hand the conductor's role to Toni Kroos. And I've noticed that it doesn't play out well. Real Madrid typically get dominated in the midfield. And then he makes a change to either bring on Camavinga or Modric,
And
then
the game always
flips
around. So this is what I would have done. Nacho alongside Rudiger, and then Tchouaméni, Camavinga, Bellingham, and Valverde.
And then Rodrigo.
So Cruz
and
then sits on the bench.
He sits on the bench. Because that was what he did to Luka Modric. Look at where he came. He virtually got them.
Why does Modric look like he's faster than Cruz at this age?
At this age.
It's unacceptable. Genetics.
It's unacceptable. You understand?
Is it Cruz?
So once
Cruz has good PR.
Yes.
You
once he took that bold decision, and Cruz will become so influential a player. When Real Madrid are dominating the object and he's the one cruising in control, detecting the tempo. But against Man City, that would never have happened. That would never happen. And at the end of the day, Real Madrid needed the young guys in the middle of the pack to come in with that form of tenacity
the
and
Rose
energy
Royce doesn't
and
have
zeal
it.
And to hit,
the
to
Rose
punch,
midfielder,
to get people to
he
feel
it. Have it.
So the moment he did that, look at Bellingham. Ask him if they had Tchouaméni alongside Camavinga and Bellingham. Bellingham, after some time, got extremely exhausted because Toni Kroos never won any tackle. Look, in the modern game, you cannot be in that position and not win a tackle.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
He's now doing double work.
It's unacceptable. So somebody who should be giving the team an attacking option who have to drop deep.
Yeah, how old is Modric again?
Modric is at least 37, 38. 37, 38. So that was a decision in my view that backfired. On the part of Man City.
He has good genes.
I think Pep Guardiola did a smart one. In that second half, the switch of getting
Stones
Kovacic to drop and Stones to be a bit more advanced gave them
Modric
total control. Gave them total control of the midfield. Okay, and the moment Toni Kroos, look again, that goal that Faye Foden scored.
Yeah.
If Tchouaméni was the one in that,
he middle, occupies.
No, he blocks that. He will always be in that position. Did he go past? He went past Kroos.
A cast of space.
He just turned and then blocked him off and then created the space with the left foot. Then whack into the back of
Rose
the net.
Royce class
you don't do
midfielder,
that.
Toni Kroos.
So you see,
untouchable.
The 3-3 has handed the advantage over to Manchester City. Going to the Etihad next week Wednesday, I think it's going to be a Herculean task. Real Madrid goes into the game extremely handicapped because again, Tchouaméni will not be available. He's suspended for that second leg. We are hearing that Militao, who hasn't played all season,
will have to step in.
That, in my view,
so far though, will be I've loved the work Rudiger has done on Haaland.
No, that one he will deal with him all day. We knew that was it. So the only way Real can form a savage distance is to take Valverde from the right and bring him central. Okay, and then start with the boy, the Diaz boy, and then
Brahim
Diaz, and then Rodrigo through the middle, and then
Vinicius,
and then that midfield should have Bellingham, Camavinga, and Valverde, and get Bellingham to understand that this time he cannot be thinking of going forward. He needs to always make sure he's closer to Valverde and co, and wait for his moment.
It's also very
because in Diaz, and Vinicius. And Rodrigo on the counter attack because Man City won't have Kyle Walker again. That back four don't have decent pace.
Yeah,
the Diaz, Vadio, and then the Akanji. They can't run, so lure them. But hey, Man City to have a huge say. I believe that is a game that Kevin.
Give me predictions for those Champions League ties.
Who I think Barcelona goes through.
Barcelona goes through.
Bayern Munich goes through. In my view, it's a difficult call, but Arsenal will have to do something that they have never done before. Mm-hmm. Go to the Allianz Arena. I can't see them doing that.
Dortmund Atletico.
Look, I have a funny feeling that Dortmund over 10 days. Yes,
Atletico.
I have a funny feeling.
Atletico Madrid,
Atletico Madrid away from home.
Yeah, I think they are still yet to lose a knockout game at home under Simeone.
But away from home in this season,
they are vulnerable.
Inter was very wasteful. Inter in that away game in Inter should have gotten rid of them. If Dortmund can create the chances that they are used to creating at the Signal Iduna. I expect
let me go around the
and
table.
And then Barcelona, obviously.
Your picks to qualify for the next
picks
round.
To qualify, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid. I initially picked Arsenal to qualify ahead of Bayern Munich when the draw was made. But after watching the game, I'll go with Bayern Munich. And I'll go with Manchester City to get in ahead of Real Madrid. Yeah, I loved
that game was on point. Mm-hmm. It had so much quality, and it was just a joy watching top players deliver top quality football.
It was just so good. It reminded you of where your own team is.
It was just so good because you watch some of the plays that the guys made, and you ask yourself, okay, look at that Vinicius.
The Vardy goal were goals that normally we see him do that.
He did it with his right foot. And he's a defender.
But the Valverde goal.
Yeah.
Look, the volley. From where he was coming from.
Placing the ball back in the angle.
And then back with that level of power. Whack!
When I saw Vinicius play that ball, do you know the first thing that came to my mind? Can Marcus Rashford deliver such a pass? You get it? Can Marcus Rashford deliver such a pass?
So cool, Banza.
He will attempt to shoot. That's the thing. One thing that stuck with me was how the players respond. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I've noticed, that Man United players constantly fall short.
Mentally.
Josko Vardio, we saw him during the past weekend against Crystal Palace. How, Jordan, are you dealt with him good in that first half? After the first half, during the halftime break, Pep Guardiola took him off. And when he came back onto the pitch, he had his hoodie on. He was so pissed. But look at how he responded in midweek. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by player responsibility. That is not on the coach.
True, squarely
on the player.
True that.
It's not on the coach.
I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that. So, you say,
Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester City, and Bayern Munich qualify to the semifinals.
Gabi?
Arsenal, Bayern. I think Bayern will go through. City, Madrid. That's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough. You know one thing I've realized with the Champions League? Ever since they took away the away goal rule, you find teams very expansive.
Yeah,
I'm scoring lots of goals.
Nobody's afraid of City. Like, there's no essence in City back again, really.
I think that City will go through. City to go through for me.
So City Bayern.
Yeah, so City Bayern. Atletico Madrid Dortmund. I think Atletico will go through.
Yeah.
And then the PSG Barca. Now Barca did disappoint. PSG will go through.
What? Interesting, Abeku.
I mean, if there's anything to go by when you look at the top scorers of the UEFA Champions League, I think you rate a game like Arsenal, I mean, Bayern.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kane who's leading with 7 goals. I think Bayern is going through. I mean, Kane any day.
Kane has actually scored more goals against Arsenal, I think.
It was 12 in 20 matches.
I think Drogba leads the chart of who has scored the most against Arsenal. But Kane is catching up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you look at the Atletico Madrid Dortmund game, and it's Griezmann who's also having 6 goals. Second. So no way Atletico is going home. I mean, there's no way they are going home.
And Dortmund are big bottlers, especially at home.
Absolutely.
Like, prime time bottlers. Like, they know.
I love how you put it. Prime time.
Borussia Dortmund.
That's it.
It's crazy because their fans always give them a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Last season was Dortmund. Insane.
Let me read a few messages coming through and then we'll bring the show down here. I think, though, that Real Madrid going through, that's just my bias. It's not tactical. It's just my bias. Yao doesn't like Real Madrid, and Yao's a closet Manchester City fan.
Why do you always say that? Because your team is not in the Champions League, when they are in there, they don't do well. You are always supporting Manchester City. The thing is, I just love quality football.
You can't go and like your rival's quality football.
It's quality. For instance, you say I'm a Man United fan. Yeah. Even during the days where Barcelona was preventing Man United from winning multiple Champions League titles, I still had a soft spot for Barcelona because of the quality football that Pep Guardiola and his lads were playing.
The context is different. You are a United fan. You can't have any kind of love for Man City. Please stop it.
I just love good football.
let me read more messages coming to. It's only United fans that when their team is not doing well, I'm supporting Juventus now. I support this.
Juventus is the team I support in Italy.
See what he's doing again. Charlie, what's all this? Let me read more messages. This one here says, Rashford didn't look happy with Mourinho. He didn't look happy with Rangnick. He doesn't look happy now with Ten Hag. Rashford is the most sport, is a sports brat. And pundits in the English media want to make people think he's some kind of young player who needs support and patience. He's 26 years old on nearly £400,000 a week.
Oh, he's older than Anthony. Anthony does the wrong thing.
Just Lingard in the making. Just Lingard.
Let me read more messages. This one says City, Barca, Dortmund, Bayern. Okay. This one says Madrid have never won at the Etihad in the UCL. I see Bayern, Barca, City, and Dortmund going through. Barca will win the UCL this season. Mind you, any year Ivory Coast wins the AFCON, Barca win the UCL. 92,
2015,
2024. It's a
historical.
Factos. Factos. Numbers don't lie. Anyway, more messages. This one here says, on Wednesday, Real won't survive the first half at the Etihad. Man City will cook them with chicken-flavored spices. Interesting man inside Dodo, I think. This one says, it's Abeku Techiman said in West Legon. He says, tell coach that Shaq will be an Everton shareholder very soon as the 777 partners want to withdraw their services from the Premier League team as the company are officially bankrupt. Charlie, that company has too many question marks. This one says, Ineos make £65 billion annually whilst United make almost £680 million annually. I want a full sale, but I'm patient enough to see what Sir Ratcliffe wants to do. I can't dismiss Ineos without seeing or knowing what they do. I think that's fair. And again, United fans said that the Glazers were the ones making decisions, and that's why things were not going
well. No, but they're still in charge.
Oh, right now, the controlling stake in football belongs to Ineos. It's not true. Oh no, I know those guys are
coming. It's not true.
You see, so far, the people.
Sir Jim Ratcliffe.
The Glazer people are the ones that will be removed.
No. They have 50%.
Understood.
So whatever Sir Jim Ratcliffe and whoever he's appointing,
they still
do,
need to ratify.
You go and consult the people. If the Glazers say no.
But he still makes decisions. He's still influential.
There's no decision they will take without the influence of the Glazers. That is why this team should have been sold to Atani, who would have gotten rid of the Glazers completely. They didn't want to go, so they sold it to somebody who
my good friend
as a puppet.
Michael Boachi says that the Sheikh Sef, nobody see him before.
Yeah. Are you supposed to see sheikhs?
Non-existent sheikhs.
You don't see them.
No, but we've seen
one in the hand.
No, we've seen our lead. We've seen
they are not proper sheikhs. So our lead is not the Sheikh Mansour.
We've seen Sheikh Mansour. Nasser Al-Khelaifi.
Look, you see, when did you start seeing them? After they had bought the team, and the team was
coach, why is Altani hiding?
No, but Altani is not
you know there are people who say that Altani doesn't even exist.
There's
a conspiracy theory that says that Altani is not a real person.
I read that.
You see, I am waiting for Altani.
Yeah,
I'm hearing
to buy a new team.
He will buy a team in England.
Yo,
and when he buys that team,
that's Chelsea.
Oh, Davi. Mini Chelsea, Leon.
Chelsea, no, Bowley is not going anywhere. The project is on. Let me just go through the Premier League fixtures for the weekend. So, we have Premier League action this weekend. Early kickoff is a good game. It's Newcastle Tottenham.
It's a very good
game. That was a really good game. And then we have Man City Luton. Looks like a bloodbath. And then there's also Bournemouth versus Coach Nimley's Manchester United. Coach Nimley's Manchester United will be up against Bournemouth.
Yeah, and Nathan's team.
Abeku is a United fan. And he's a United fan as well. But guys, thank you very much. Thank you, Abeku. Yeah, thank you, Gabby. Thank you, Yao. Thank you, Coach Christopher Nimley. Quick shouts for you.
Yeah, quick shouts. Yeah, quick shout to Raman. Okay, I'm a big fan. The last time I saw him, and he mentioned my full name. He said, "Oh, Jamie, I just watched you on Sports Panorama on YouTube. Oh, big, nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you, sir." So yeah, big shouts to Raman. Okay, lovely to meet you. See you soon.
Today is the birthday of Mrs. Daniel Cranting.
Hey,
no more.
Hey.
Bad man.
Well, happy birthday to madame.
Please, have you done the needful for him?
I was with him earlier on in the day. Everything is served.
You mean everything is served?
Everything is
promised. The has been shaking.
Let me give madame one bell ring. Yes. Thank you.
No more.
Bad man.
Wale beni ofi oni bi.
Feko nuwe wakuta. Feko wakuta.
Bad man.
Wale beni ofi. Thank you very much, guys. Proudly brought to us by Twisco. They say I should talk about Liverpool. We won't talk about Liverpool. The show has ended. Twisco is the new chocolate drink in town, brought to us by Cowbell. It's just one CD, 80 pesos in a red, delightful sachet. All you need to do is to empty the contents into a mug, add some hot water, add some milk, stir, and enjoy. Start your day with a cup of great tasting Twisco. This advert is approved by the FDA. The Premier League preview show comes up right after this. Enjoy.